Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 205 for Wednesday, December 31st. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were weaker Wednesday morning, following the decline seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Canola values are anywhere from $2 to $6 lower. The March contract down $2.10 at $441.30 per ton. Spillover pressure also came from the decline seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures overnight. Expectations that farmers will start selling canola as the new tax year begins this week also undermined values. Some of the weakness was also linked to generally favorable weather for South American soybeans and the stronger Canadian dollar. The liquidation of long positions ahead of the end of the year was helping to exaggerate the losses. However, commercial demand for Canadian canola supplies remained strong, which was limiting the declines. Ongoing worries about monsoons hurting Malaysian palm oil production were also supportive. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were moving lower Wednesday morning. Soybean values were anywhere from 6 to 8 cents lower, the March contract down 8 and a quarter cents at $10.35 and 3 quarter cents a bushel. Expectations of record large global soybean supplies this year was undermining the market. Year-end profit-taking and continued good weather for the South American soybean crop also contributed to the declines. However, good demand for the oilseed was supportive overall. Corn futures were slightly lower. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 2 cents softer. March down 1 and a quarter cents at $4.05 and a quarter cents a bushel. Spillover pressure from the decline seen in wheat undermined the market, as did profit-taking and technical selling as 2014 comes to a close. However, demand for U.S. corn supplies remained strong, which was keeping a firm floor under the market. Wheat values were also weaker Wednesday morning. Prices were anywhere from 3 to 7 cents lower, March down 4.5 cents at $5.97.5 a bushel. Ideas that high prices are making U.S. wheat supplies unattractive on the export market weighed on prices. Year-end profit-taking was also bearish for wheat. However, worries about cold weather damaging winter wheat crops in the U.S. this week tempered the downside, though improving conditions should help keep crops from seeing any significant winter kill. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Wednesday, December 31st. I'm Taryn Shields.